The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Robin's 'n bietjie vroeër gepraat oor 'n situasie wat hy tans met kos het. Further, he wouldn't really generally eat again and why?
Boarding school.
Okay.
I think everyone who's been in a kos huis has one thing that's like absolutely on the no list. We'll never do it again. Friends invited us over. They were like, hey, come over. We're making our famous mac and cheese.
Oh, yes, because people have that mac and cheese build your own now. So there's like a basic mac and cheese. Dan kan jy 'n bietjie pork belly and a spring onion and a wat in the ribs or whatever. No, I love that.
Los my buitenkant met 'n glasie water.
Nee, Rob.
I can't. I cannot.
Even like a gourmet, because I know you love food and you love flavor and experimenting. Mm. So even a proper gourmet mac and cheese, you'd be like, ah.
I could have the Italian nonna who invented mac and cheese want to make mac and cheese. And I say, nee dankie oma, it's all right.
No, nonna.
And it's alles kos huis goed. And I was wondering, do other people have like kos huis food trauma as well? Or is it just me? Because we used to get it once every 2 weeks.
Mm.
And on the days when that was lunch, I used to walk straight out of the dining hall and just be like, no thanks.
Aan die begin, het jy dit geniet?
No. I tried it the first time in graad 8. I had it and then I didn't eat it for 5 years because it was so grim. Every time I tried it because I was hungry, I was like, oh, I can't do this anymore.
Elke keer wat daar mac and cheese by die koshuis was Rob soos, ek gaan liever honger ly. I'm good, guys. Thank you. I won't be eating today.
And the reason I bring it up is because it bugs me. I can't get over it. I've tried. Mm. You know me. I like food. I like cooking. I like being in the kitchen. I like being that guy. You know, my mens annoy jou oor en sê ons gaan mac and cheese eet vanaand. Dan blyk by die huis.
Sê hy nee. Sorry.
Het jy 'n ding?
Ek het 'n ding. Ek het 'n ding wat ek baie moes eet, maar nou nie meer rar geniet om te eet.
Yeah, I think that's another one. If your parents force you to clean a plate, something you're not vibing as a kid,
yeah,
chances you're going to eat it as a grown-up are slim.
Yeah.
You weet? But I'm wondering, is there something, and what's the reason why? Is there a dish that you absolutely refuse to touch? What's the backstory behind that? Hoekom wil jy dit nooit weer eet nie?
I'm going to tell you about mine. I'm going to tell you what my one is that I now have a bit of a problem eating. We've been chatting this afternoon because Rob had a bit of a trauma recap there about his not so big love for mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And he told us why. Because they used to get it all the time at the Kosais, elke 2 weke.
And of all of the things that came out of that kitchen, by far the worst was the mac and cheese.
Die arme mense wat so hard gewerk het om daai kos vir julle voor te berei. En hierdie is hoe jy dankie sê, nee, Rob.
Yeah, listen, making food for 400 people cannot be easy. No. Ek verstaan.
Especially pikkerige mense
maar my
soos jy.
Vader, daai mac and cheese was sleg gewees, hoor.
Fimmies.
Lots of messages come through.
Rob, nou dat ek so hoor hoe jy praat van die koshuis, gril ek myself dood. Ons het altyd vroeg 'n groot ete gehad, so middagete was 'n groot ete gewees en dan vir aandete dan kry ons maar toebroodjies, maar die toebroodjies wat ons gekry het was met hierdie, ek weet nie wat hulle het hulle gedink nie, maar hulle het hierdie botter wat soos meel was en dan ons het die train grease jam genoem, ons was veronderstel om flippin' fruity jam te wees nie, maar daai goeters
train grease jam.
Imagine.
Love it.
What's for lunch? Train grease sandwiches. No. Vainant sent us one. This is actually very sad. This is just sad. Imagine being turned off this.
Hi Robin Ross. Yes, ek het dieselfde ding hier aan my kant, 'n gewone chocolate koek. My ma het vir 3 jaar lank elke dag 30 plus minus koeke gebak vir 'n tuisnywerheid vir addisionele inkomste en raai wie floppies geëet laat dit by sy ore uitkom en vandag 30 jaar later stel ek glad nie belang om my mond aan 'n snykoek te sit nie. Dit maak my naar.
Imagine having chocolate cake ruined for you.
I just want to say, Vainant, is jou ma in die mark vir nog 'n kind? Want that sounds to me like my idea of heaven. Little floppy chocolate cook. Uno sent us a message. My trauma food is baked beans. My mom used to prepare it with heaps of sugar and it crunched as you ate. I haven't touched a baked bean in almost 20 years. You learn me.
I'm sorry, I hate a baked bean, but a crunchy baked bean, my
bro,
with sugar,
lost my eight. Sean says, how's it, Robin Ross? Nothing better than Mints giving 300 lads at boarding school all food poisoning at the same time. I've been mints-free for 11 years.
Mints-free!
But chances are so was that mints.
Andrea, it's weird how all of these things trigger us. Andrea says, I've completely gone off garlic. Honestly, I think it's because we gave someone a lift to work. It was the middle of winter, and they were stinking so badly I had to hang my head out the window like a dog. And now I can't eat garlic ever again.
In the koue winter, I've got one, actually. It comes from my musical theatre days. So when I moved to Joburg 18 whole years ago,
yeah,
I moved here because I was in a musical theatre production of Grease.
If you didn't know, Roz can tap dance and jazz hands and sing and dance.
Stop lying to the people. Yeah, lich with him, answer.
Tony Award winning Roz.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So we did a production of Grease and I played one of the pink ladies, Jan. And Jan has a scene in the slumber party where she brings out dessert wine and Twinkies. So Twinkies are those little sponge cakes with the kind of like, this umptious icing, but it's like a fluffy marshmallow,
yeah,
almost stuffing. And we did almost 250 shows of this musical. And every single performance, sometimes I'd have to eat 9 of them a week. Because we used to do 9 shows a week sometimes. So dit het my rukkie gevat om weer daai dingetjie goed te probeer eet. But now my kids love it. So sometimes if they have one, I'll have a little bite. I've been completely put off it. But there was a time when I used to say, as ek ooit in my lewe nog 'n Twinkie sien, dan gaan dit
te. I mean, yeah, I get it. 250 shows.
Wow.
As buyer. What's the reason why there's that one thing that you absolutely refuse to eat again? Lots of people coming through boarding school stories from being a kid. And we'll get into the next lots. Lots of stories about having you put off by someone else describing the food in a way that you simply cannot get out of your head ever again.
Ons praat oor kos wat jy nie meer eet nie. Of jy het 'n slegte ervaring gehad, of jy het te veel geëet, of daar is 'n manier wat hierdie kos beskryf is, en toe kon jy net nooit weer dieselfde manier na die kos kyk nie.
Cindy from Fairy Glen sent us a message, Roz. I don't even want to read it, it's so horrible.
Please, now you've set it up, I've got to hear it.
In die koshuis, die ouer kinders aan die tafel, het altyd gesê die asparagus is olifant paisies.
Nee, man. Nee.
You hear a food item described as a pimple one time when you're, I'm out.
Nee.
I also would not. And you're missing out, Cindy. Asparagus is delicious.
It's so good. Charlene sends us a message as well. She said she doesn't eat broccoli. She used to play little trees, making her own forest while her mom was busy preparing the food. And then all of a sudden, a worm popped out. I left it there and never touched broccoli again. The little forest stayed intact.
Last okay. One. Phoenix sent us one. And this would actually trigger me as well. My mom would put a slice of bread under everything. Porridge, spaghetti, macaroni, rice flakes and aardappels. There was always a slice of bread at the bottom. And you know what I hate? Bread and paste. Imagine you finish your plate, you clean it, ne? Alles wat gevra word van jou as 'n kind. But there's not even soggy. Soggy is not the right word.
Wet.
Piece of bread waiting for you at the bottom of every plate.
Are we going to use that word that everyone hates?
We're not.
I was about to.
Are you going to say it?
Moist.
Don't say it. Cease. That word is banned from the show.
But also, like, strength and power to the mom. They're carbs on carbs. So you got rice on top of bread. Spaghetti on top of bread. Like, there's no banting in that house, bruh. It's just carbs and carbs.
Make sure you're not hungry at the end of it. Please get a straw for your bread.